walked right past the door while we struggle here at the gates and can't get through. We could have followed you and maybe look like fools, but who cares, we'd still be true. Plan. There's that closet smell, think you've been inside there too long. You're almost mystical, and I'm impossible. We need a miracle.
Of the Deers, Montreal band that has done a lot of great stuff. And even though the lead singer does sound a bit like Morrissey, here he is. White's Only Party from the Deers Gang of Losers. Bob Marley got us rolling with some Concrete Jungle. It's a hot concrete jungle-like day out there. Tanner here, Long John with you. Sometimes jolly till 7:30. Nimrod's off to a movie preview tonight, so you won't be having to listen to him griping at me through the show today.
Oh, yeah. so inviting. Remember, then it gets my cheek. Remember, with this fingertips. Softly we'd meet.
Oh, there's the surf and the seagulls and the Shangri-Las and remember walking in the sand. It wasn't that many minutes ago we were kicking sand at one another's face down there at Wreck Beach and sand everywhere and all the orifices and all right. Jerry Lee Lewis did Ramblin' Rose and Jolly John with you till 7:30 here. The show is called Radio Radio, and if you haven't checked who's playing at the PNE yet this year during the Pacific National Exhibition, some big surprises. Well, for all you oldies fans, you'll like the Downchild Blues Band. They're playing on August 30th. On August 19th, it's for all the teenage heartthrob people that remember Jan and Dean or Herman's Hermits or the Monkees, because Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, Peter Noon, the singer for Herman's Hermits, and Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees are all doing their thing and the same show in the outdoor stage. But here's the one that I'm looking forward to. Yes, on August 22nd, Little Anthony. Are the Imperials there? I wonder.
Everything is dark little heaven. was a good one.
One more night.
I dreamed it was a good one.
One more night.
That was a good one.
One more night.
The past should be a good one.
Radio, radio, on the radio, radio program, 24 after the hour, daylight shaving time, and that was music by Junior Boys doing a bunch of Stars songs. Stars from back east Ontario have a lot of songs out, and a whole bunch of other people recorded stuff of their songs. You've got Montag on there, and You'll probably familiarize the names of the Deers or Apostle of Hustle or Russian Futurists or Metric. Just a few. The Stills and Young Galaxy also doing songs of the stars. And it's called Do You Trust Your Friends? So for that, Little Anthony, Tears in My Pillow. Yes, you'll get to see Little Anthony on August 22nd. It'll be interesting to see what songs he does and how he sounds today. That's part of the PNE, of course.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a crazy party, all the gang's here too. The beat is really jumping like a kangaroo. I'm full of chicken soda and potato chips, but now I want to get a taste of your sweet lips. Oh, dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Turn down the light. I want some atmosphere. The furniture is bouncing around the room with glee and rocking like a boat upon a stormy sea. But dig, the crazy clock is running wild tonight, but still I haven't had a chance to hold you tight. So dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Turn down the light. I want some atmosphere. Looking at his earrings bouncing off the back. Look at Susie kissing and a hugging Jack. Look at Nancy dancing in her stocking feet. We're all going crazy with the mambo beat.
Bio, 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 bio.
Well, everybody's really having lots of fun, but honey, as for me, the night has just begun. 'Cause now I wanna tell you things and hold you tight, but how can I do it with the room so bright? So dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Turn down the light. I want some atmosphere. Everybody's really having lots of fun, but honey, as for me, the night has just begun. 'Cause now I want to tell you things and hold you tight, but how can I do it with the room so bright? So dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light.
Dim, dim the light. Turn down the light. I want some atmosphere.
You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. I'm gonna marry that girl next Saturday night. Pick her up for the rest of my life. From now on my roving days are through, and it's all because of that chick. Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now, if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou. Thank you.
righty, Tony Fisher and the Big Hurt from the early 60s, back there somewhere. I remember playing that two versions of that at the same time, getting that even more of an audio phase effect, which is one of the early records to do that sort of audio phasing. Anyway, before that, Ray Sharp sang Linda Lou. These are 60s things we're playing here. I don't know, maybe too old for some of you folks, but boy, there's some classics out there. And earlier on, Bill Haley and his Comets from 1954 sang Dim, Dim the Lights. Yeah. Say, did you see almost 100 of the naked bike riders on Sunday? Ooh, yeah, they rode by the planetarium. Everybody was saying, hey, there's a bunch of cyclists out there with their clothes off. Well, it was a good day for it, I guess. But I do hear that, unfortunately, the nude bike ride on Sunday did not break the world record. Apparently, 800 riders set that record back in London, England, back in 2006. So, better luck next time, guys. Sorry to hear that you didn't break the record. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This show is Radio Radio. For the best part of Pink Floyd, this is David Gilmour.
Shamelessly, aimlessly, so blue. Midnight moon shines for you.
shame, but don't you cry, don't sigh, I'll tell you why. I'll never say goodbye. Blue angel,
shall I do the
A couple of blues songs for you there. Roy Orbison's Blue Angel. Before that, we had, of course, The Blue with David Gilmour. My favorite part of Pink Floyd. I know that Roger Waters has recently done a tour and stuff. Was he here? I'm not sure if he was. But anyway, reading about him. But I don't know. I don't like his voice. And David Gilmour is the voice and the guitar of Pink Floyd. So anything he does can do no wrong. Now, in that particular selection, we had Richard Wright, who's another former Pink Floyder, on vocals. And we also had, let's see, who else was in there? Some interesting people. Jules Holland and Andy Newmark and Chris Stainton. So we got some interesting people playing with him on that CD called On an Island. It's about a year old, but I highly recommend it if you're a Pink Floyd fan. Right now, though, for all UFO fans around the world, whether you believe in UFOs or not, we've got probably one of the world's best experts on UFOs with us right now, our local Michael Strainick. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is.
Yeah, I guess it is early evening, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those weeks where just, you know, everything that's been coming in this week sounds pretty much the same, and I figured, well, let's try something a little bit different. And I was just wondering, you know, what's it like being a ufologist? You know, what do we have to go through, you know? And there's the fear factor that plays heavily in a lot of this. But one interesting thing that came up on one of the internet lists I'm on, somebody asked about a case from Australia many years ago. And this was a strange case in that this object, a silver and red cigar-shaped thing, was seen in the same place on and off for 3 days and nights. And this person wanted more info, if there was more, and he said, this is bizarre that something could be in one place that long and have no record of it or information on it. And I immediately fired back a whole long list from Canada, and a few other people did it as well. We've got some amazingly frustrating cases around the time of Shag Harbor, the crash. There was a cylindrical object hovering over the water past the rock, past Newfoundland, but it was up there, and it was tracked on radar. And it was there for 70 solid hours. And we don't have one shred of information on it other than it was there. Now, we have Charlottetown. And this is my personal favorite. Fortunately, we have somebody working on this case now. But an ice cream cone-shaped object landed in a field. It did not crash. It made a soft landing. It was there the entire evening. It was glowing. They set out the RCMP. Nobody wanted to go into the field. The entire area was overflown all night, all evening, until dawn by Piper Cub-type aircraft and unmarked military planes, and it seems like those planes were coming from two separate countries. And another one is Lawn, Newfoundland. Now, this is bizarre in that there were dozens of batches of photographs taken, and the guy, the name they gave was somebody from the Canadian Coast Guard, and he went around and picked up all these photographs from all of these people and then vanished into the night. I had some pretty good military connections, and the guy doesn't exist. So that was the end of that one.
Oh, yeah.
So there's these things, they're hanging in the air, they're sitting on the ground, and we can't get people, you know, in power to go look at these things. We had one over the Hotel Bonaventure in Montreal, and it was there all evening again. And the city police and the military got into an argument as to who would send an airplane up, and they wound up sending up nothing because they got into an argument over who was going to pay for the gas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whew, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And that one about the guy disappearing, that sounds like many of the stories about the men in black or associated to that, where an Air Force person would come and say, here you've got some evidence here. We'd like to take
it
and study it, right? And then they'd never been heard of again. And they check with the Air Force and, no, that person doesn't exist.
Exactly. Yeah. It got so bad that in the late 60s, the Air Force actually had a bounty out for these guys for impersonating Air Force officers. And on the downside of that, of course, is Chris Stiles, my colleague from Nova Scotia, was talking to a major or something in the Canadian forces, and he was asking questions he probably shouldn't have been asking. And this military guy just looked at Chris and he said, you know, all I have to do is make one phone call, and there wouldn't be enough of you left to wipe up with a J-cloth.
Nice.
So what did Chris do? He reached in his pocket, took out a quarter, handed it to the guy and said, here's for your phone call.
Boy.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to make our own humor in this field.
Well, you do, you know? Yeah. It's bizarre because it just, you know, the media doesn't seem to take it seriously, and now they're arguing over who's going to go up in the plane and check it out.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, somebody from the Washington Post, some nameless big shot, once said when a friend asked him, why don't you cover this story more? Do you think it's not a big enough story? And the guy thought for a minute, and he said, no, if anything, we tend to ignore it because it may be too big of a story.
So true. Mm-hmm. The cover-up continues, but thank you for revealing a few tidbits for us there.
Oh, got some more for you next time.
Next time. Okay, two
I
weeks from now.
I saved the scary ones for Nimrod.
Oh, good. Yeah, he gets all creeped out when you talk about the scary ones. Okay, our guest again on the show, as every 2 weeks around this time, is Michael Strainick, one of the world's best UFO experts. And he's the guy that reminds you to you should join the Center for UFO Studies.
Yes.
Yes. And do it, because the International UFO Reporter, the latest issue is out there. It talks about the official French thing that's happening now. France has opened up its information about UFOs. It talks a bit about the O'Hare Airport incident. So become a member and find out more about these weird objects because, Michael, as you know, somewhere in outer space, they are waiting.
I know.
Yes, and we'll find them soon.
At this very moment, somewhere in outer space, the first Earth ship is landing on Mars.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Look at there.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Mars. And thousands of Martians have come out to greet the first Earth ship. Pardon me, sir. Would you care to say a few words?
Shut your mouth. Go away.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the Martian national anthem. The giant frog monster is approaching. We can see the monster now. He's wearing
a white sport coat.
I think the monster is about to speak.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly?
There's only one person who can save these people now. Stepping out of the spaceship is Elf. How do you feel about this situation?
I'm a little mixed up on the feel, but
do you think you can save Mars from the monster?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We return you now to Earth for a message from the President.
This is Washington. The President has a message.
I'm all shook up.
We switch you now to London.
This is Sir John Cameron Cameron, downtown London. The Prime Minister has just said,
I think I'm gonna cry.
We switch you now to Moscow.
This is John Cameron Cameronovich. We are here with the Russian Chief of Staff. Have you a few words?
Dum, 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 dee, doo, dee, dum.
We return you now to Mars.
This is John Cameron Cameron again, downtown Mars. Our hero has won. Wait, the monster is saying,
I feel like I could die.
Our hero is stepping back into the spaceship and is taking off.
You saved our planet, and now you're gone.
One more time.
Now you go.
Scary many, a mighty blow from Knoxville.
Yeah, there's Linda McCrae. All right, member Spirit of the West. Oh, she's been doing all sorts of stuff long since then, of course. But Linda has a brand new CD called Carve It to the Heart. And I guess they had a little going away party for Linda just a few days ago because she's heading down to Nashville. All right, good luck to you, Linda, in Nashville, Tennessee. Just before Linda McCrae, Buchanan and Goodman from the late 50s and Flying Saucer number 2. Yes, well, they are out there. We may make fun of them sometimes, but we do believe. And, you know, the old story, oh, astronomers don't believe in UFOs. Well, I guess seeing is believing. Remember Clyde Tombaugh? He's the guy that discovered the planet Pluto. Well, he reported seeing UFOs back in 1949. And, of course, head of Project Blue Book for the U.S. Air Force for many years in the 50s, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, astronomer from Northwestern University, he ended up believing in them. He started the Center for UFO Studies. Keep your eye on the sky. Looks like good weather for the next few days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sunshine. Sunset tonight at 8:55. Sunrise tomorrow about 5:40 in the morning. Or is it 5:43, somewhere around there? It's still early when the sun comes up. But you can see Jupiter tonight, yep, just after 9, about 9:15, 9:20. If you look off to the southern sky, about 20 degrees above the horizon, you'll see the planet Jupiter. It's the brightest object in the sky over there, just above the red giant star Antares. You'll see it twinkling a lot. Hey, and if you've got a pair of binoculars, you can actually see Jupiter's moons. Just got an internet message from Down and Dirty. Yep, the word is the subhumans are coming to town. They're playing again. So Victoria and Vancouver, take note. The subhumans are playing Friday, September 28th at the Lucky Bar in Victoria. Vancouver, Saturday, September 29th at Pub 340. Zulu Scratch, Red Cat, Bone Rack, is it? Bone Rail? What is it? I can't read my writing here. Anyway, record stores where you can get it or go to www.lowdowndirty.biz and get the word on this band who are coming to town September 29th.
Night of the Living Dead has left the silver screen. Walked into a neighborhood near you. Mutated creations of the problems we didn't face from a world that's understood by few. Why should they care about aesthetics that you'd like to see? You who live in comfort, safe and clean. They're coming to your neighborhood, pestilence and poverty. Hope you like the new Dark Age parade. From the people of the plague, roamers of the street. People of the plague, cursed with rotting feet. More home invasions and more stuff pornography. Crack dealers and child prostitutes. Young and old left to die in single room hotels. A modern recreation of the bosses you have held. We'll be right back.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice...
Oh, no. Don't take me away yet. I'm not finished. I've got another half hour here. All right. There he is. Probably one of the earliest, would you say, punk records, maybe? Napoleon the 14th? Yes, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, ho-ho, to the funny farm. Well, that was really Napoleon the 14th, who's altered ego of Jerry Samuels, who actually was originally a piano bar meister and occasional hit songwriter. And apparently he entertains groups of senior citizens with his old piano bar favorites. So there you go. That goes back to the 60s. The Subhumans, People of the Plague, they'll be in Victoria 28th of September, in Vancouver September 29th. The Subhumans back together again. Just remember, diet and regular pop increase the risk of disease. That's what they're telling us here. What kind of disease? Well, soft drinks contribute to diabetes and heart problems. As you knock back that Diet Coke, just think about it for a sec here. Okay, it's just past 7, 2 minutes after the hour. Pacific Daylight Slaving Time. Radio is the program. I'm Jolly John. Junior Nimrod's not around. You probably noticed. You haven't heard his voice here today because he's not here. He's at a special screening dinner with his old buddy. Well, he'll tell you more about that later, okay? So enough of that. Let's get on with things. We've got a brand new CD. Well, it's been out for a little while now by Donnie McDougall. Donnie McDougall is coming to town on August 18th. He'll be here with a little reunion we'll tell you about in just a minute. But let's hear Donnie now from his Best Wishes CD at CITR 101.9 FM.
Been hiding, why don't you ever tell the truth? The secrets you're keeping, you think I've been sleeping, but I'm awake and see your plan. You're still hiding and you're still trying to deceive me, that's for sure. You're still betraying, no matter what you're saying, I'll find peace upon this earth. You say you're sorry, oh, but I know it isn't so. All my hopes got out the door. Where has the love gone? Why is nothing as it seems?
with the wrong information. It's a hopeless situation. Do you want to start a war? It's time for sharing. We both should be caring. The writing's written on the wall. You say you're sorry. Well, but I know it isn't so. All my hopes gone out the door. Where has the love gone? Why is nothing as it seems? In this land of broken dreams.
Johnny McDougall's latest CD, Best Wishes, The Land of Broken Dreams. Back in the late 60s, Donnie was involved with a local band called Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck, and they will be the headliners on August 18th for our Summer of Love on 4th Avenue.
Write it down now, 114. One ring. Don't you know she's always if it's fun you're looking for, write it down now, 114.
One ring, Jane was her name. Don't you know she's always
Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck there, and something called One Ring Jane. Oh, yes, that was a big hit locally in the late 60s. Remember the Duck House up in Shaughnessy? Well, Donnie McDougall and some of the original members of Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck will be getting together for a big show live on stage as we shut down 4th Avenue. It's the Summer of Love, August 18th, a Saturday. There'll be two stages set up on 4th Avenue, one down at 4th and Cypress where the car show is, and you'll be hearing bands like Rockin' Rick Ann's, Twist and Shout, they do a tribute to the Beatles, Kentish Steele and his Chantels, the new Chantels, Young and the Restless doing some great 60s stuff, Wager, former Soul Unlimited and other soul bands, and along with Unknown Soldier do Doors songs. But on stage number one up at 4th, and at, no, it's not you, it's at Vine. 4th and Vine, we've got the Top Drawers, Orchid Highway, Brainchild, United Empire Loyalists, Dust Cover, Ross Barrett and his band, and Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck are the headliners. Should be on around 5 o'clock on stage live as we close down 4th Avenue, August 18th, for the Summer of Love. Hope you can join us for that. Ooh, boy, that's going to be fun. 14 minutes after 7, this is Radio Radio on CITR.
up and blow away.
Cross her heart, he wants to start a family, needing something to go on. If she weren't writing in blood, she'd bring him a joke, some new liver and a shovel for the mud. If he were not knee-deep in mud, he'd bring her his jokes, he'd get her a tie. Cross her heart, he wants to start a family. She always thought she would not. If she weren't writing in blood, she'd bring him a joke, some new liver and a shovel for the mud. If he were not deep in mud, he'd bring her his jokes, he'd get her a typewriter.
Streaming to you on the internet. Not sure if the podcast is going to come through. Us having a whole pile of trouble, usual stuff. The old fart just can't get it together to figure out how to get online to do that podcasting. I don't know what it is. I just can't figure it out. Anyway, that was Metric, and they have a brand new CD out. Metric, good Canadian band from back east, Grow Up and Blow Away. That's the title song from that CD. And okay, Harry Potter facts. Harry is the boy who lived, okay? And I guess if you've read the latest book, Harry Potter is doing well. By the way, the Order of the Phoenix movie is creepy. I saw it a few days ago, and it's almost scary for little kids. I guess the little kids that are growing up with Harry, they're okay, though. By the way, David Tennant plays Barty Crouch Jr. in The Goblet of Fire, and of course, David Tennant is Doctor Who. Don't forget Doctor Who tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay, the headlines from Oakland, California read, a honking pile of poop. A ton of goose droppings each week has city looking at pens, egg control, and coyotes. And we have our share of goose poop here in Vancouver, too. Well, down in Lake Merritt in downtown Oakland, Nature Reserve is considering introducing dogs to herd the geese into fenced enclosures. They've even suggested bringing in Wile E. Coyote for some goose dinners. I've always thought that would be a great idea at Christmas. We got too many Canada geese around here, too. Now, no one is suggesting they shoot the geese. After all, there's enough gunshots in the night as it is in Oakland. But we hope the community meeting had some practical solutions. Bumpo, have you got your Kevlar vest on? Okay, if you're out for a stroll tonight. Now, apparently there are many other parks with the same problem down in California. A ton of goose poop in the park is no fun.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy.
It seems so easy.
Well, where you're concerned, my heart has turned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
They say it's easy. There's Buddy Holly and the Crickets back in the late 50s. Well, looking at some movies coming out, I see Johnny Depp is going to be on a feature based on the 1960s supernatural soap opera Dark Shadows. Whether that's a movie or not, I'm not sure. I guess probably will be. Dark Shadows. It was one of my favorites. And Zachary Quinto, that's the guy from Heroes, is going to play Mr. Spock in Star Trek 11. They haven't given up on that, have they? Okay. Well, I just finished reading a really interesting book, and I just wanted to let you know that you should check it out. It's called The I Chong, Meditations from the Joint by Tommy Chong. You know, on the morning of February 24th, 2003, agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration launched a sting called Operation Pipe Dreams and forced themselves to the door of Tommy Chong's California home with automatic weapons drawn. As a result of the raid on his home, the simultaneous ransacking of his son's company, Chong Glass, and the Bush administration's determination to make an example of the Pope of Pot, he was sentenced to 9 months in prison because his company shipped bongs to the head shop in Pennsylvania that was a front for the DEA. Oh, if only they'd known. Okay, well, there's experiences about Tommy growing up in Canada in the 40s. Of course, he lived in Vancouver for some time, so you'll recognize some interesting bits there. And then he tells the unbelievable story of his trip down the rabbit hole of America's war on drugs and his experiences in the federal prison system, and offers some timely observations on combating the conservative political forces at work in that country south of us here. Introspective, inspiring, and incendiary, the I Chong is a unique chronicle of one man's life and how his humorous and spiritual point of view saved him during his wrongful incarceration at the hands of an administration without boundaries. Check it out. I Chong, Meditations from the Joint. This is Jolly John signing off from Son of Night Dreams, formerly now Radio Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Stand by. It's Alex Yu and Kara Sue. We hope Nimrod will be back with us in 2 weeks' time. Finishing off with Pepper Sands here on CITR.
Suffer like it's your secret life.